It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
My definition of a boombastic jazz style.
Dream Warriors. I love the Dream Warriors. You know what I always wanted to do? I wanted to be that sound going. Like, what instrument is that?
I thought that was an instrument. You think you're saying that's a guy?
No, I was wondering what instrument it is, so I don't have to do it because that's tiring.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like.
Yeah, you kind of hyperventilate on that one.
Ooh, but I see stars and everything's pretty.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. We are just kind of. We're rapping. We're chatting about stuff as we watch the Rockies.
Lose again.
Well, it's closer, at least. It's 1-0. I think they're in the fourth.
I feel like it's like, and depression sets in.
It's just our bats have just become...
colder than...
I was going to say extinct. Like, they just don't exist anymore.
That's pretty cold.
Yeah. But they are not hitting anything. And when they do... it's right to
well,
somebody.
I got some good news for you.
What's the good news?
DJ LeMahieu just went limping out of the game and is going to be replaced by Pat Valaika.
There you go. That's
does that make you feel any better?
No. No, it does not.
Okay. Sorry. Let me see if this helps. Oh, the Colorado Rapids played today.
Okay.
And they lost.
Okay. Isn't there like a... isn't there some kind of...
like a statute of limitations or...
There's some kind of international game going on, right? There's like a CONCACAF thing.
Well, there is a Confederations Cup going on.
Okay.
Tomorrow will be the semifinals.
I don't know what that is. What is the Confederations
it's
Cup?
So what it is, it's done 2 years before the World Cup in the city that has the World Cup. It's sort of like a trial run.
All right.
But it's only two, it's 8 teams.
Okay.
But it's the winners are they determine it by who wins certain tournaments within their own particular regions.
So the U.S. will not be going to this?
No, they actually had an opportunity, but Mexico beat them. So Mexico is in, but Mexico's in the Final Four. They will play Germany, and Chile, who's right now ranked number 2 in the world, will be playing Portugal, who has Cristiano Ronaldo. So that's a pretty big Final Four.
Yay.
Yeah, well, you know, you asked.
No, that's my fault. I did. I mean, I don't know why. I was actually way more interested in the discussion we had off the air about the America's Cup. I mean, that actually interests me.
Well, I was just telling you that's what was happening. I just said the Rapids lost. And I was going to say there should be a statute of limitations, except I should have said statute of libations on watching the Rapids, because that's way more funny than
a
statute of...
And yet people still go out and watch them.
Well, they're in Dallas. I tried to watch them. I couldn't because they weren't on TV.
No, but I mean, like, when they're in town, because I have a couple of friends that go all the time.
We should go.
I'm not going. I've been to a soccer game.
They've got great bars. They've got plenty of different beers. You don't have to watch the game. One of the last times I was there, I was inside watching CU football.
Feels like a long way to go just to drink at a bar.
It's a bar with a lot of girls, but they're all 12.
Yeah. See, I'm not. Yeah. That's not cool.
They're screaming. I mean, you know.
I don't want screaming.
It would be, you know what? It would be pretty much like us going down to Lodo, except, you know, the same screaming and us just being appalled.
The difference is.
Being appalled.
I can walk to Lodo in like 5 minutes from where I live. I don't have to get in my car and drive all the way out to Kansas.
You could take Commerce City.
Dude, that's like Kansas. You're over near I-225. Once you get past I-225, you're essentially...
you're this side of I-225.
In Kansas. Yeah, just by a little.
Okay, but you're on this side. You're on the Colorado side of 225.
Still far away. It starts far away from
take
you
the light rail.
Just to go...
you could take light rail.
Drink beers.
You could take light rail.
Yeah.
You can drink hard liquor there.
Okay. I can drink hard liquor right outside my door. I mean, I don't have to go to a stadium because I'm not going to watch the game. There's nothing about the Rapids that interests me.
They got a cannon when they score.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, one, it never goes off, but two...
it goes off sometimes.
That feels very San Diego Chargery to me.
Well, they are affiliated with Arsenal. And the thing about Arsenal is they're the Gunners because, you know, they have
an arsenal
of can. Yeah.
Sure.
So every time they score a goal, pow,
That's
just don't take Wade Phillips there because he would be frightened.
He did. He did get a little frightened when they blew out that cannon in San Diego. The only thing that I find more annoying than the cannon in San Diego are the Minutemen in New England. Those D-bags that dress up as colonial guys, and then they pull out the
Patriots, man. Patriots.
Whatever. And then they pull out their...
Those Patriot their D-bags.
Black...
muskets?
Yeah, but it's what it's called. Black powder muskets. They pull them out, and they fire them up in the air, and I'm like, you guys are jerks. Do not like that. That post...
Do you know which one is the worst?
Worse than the Minutemen.
Yes. The tooth trot at the Colorado Rockies.
But that's not a celebration of any kind. I'm talking specifically.
It celebrates dentistry, I guess.
Yeah, that's weird. Would you like it better if it were hot dogs or if it were presidents?
No, I'd like it better if they were like Road Warrior and one person was being chased by the other two.
Well, you know they have Mr. Freeze?
It's the Freeze out in Atlanta.
The Freeze.
Yeah.
And he keeps losing. Like he lost the other day.
Well, because what happens is that people understand that, you know, well, they want to make it close. They want people to think that they have a chance to win. It's not always about him overtaking you. It's just that he was able to overtake the guy first. But they're going to have to find slower participants.
Do they give the participants a head? I don't know anything about it, really, other than that I've seen a couple of highlights.
So what they do is they give the guy, whoever it is, the participant.
The Freeze or the guy from the stands.
The guy from the stands.
Okay, they give him a head start?
Yes, they do. So if imagine that you are going from the left side of the outfield on the warning track, starting at the baseline. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the third baseline. Okay, you're in Coors Field, and so you have like three walls. It looks kind of like in the outfield.
You run around the warning track.
Yeah, but you have like you know there's the one wall, and then there's like a little bit of a corner, and then there's the center wall, mm-hmm. and then there's a little bit. So he lets the guy go to like that first corner,
mm-hmm.
which is
a significant distance. Yeah.
And then he tries to beat him.
Well, he's 2-2 apparently so far.
I'm impressed with that.
Well, he does. The guy's fast. The guy's pretty fast.
The guy is Olympic hopeful fast.
Do we know who he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a guy, but he is a track star. He did have track. His track career in college did not go probably as well as what he thought it was.
Yeah.
But he still trains for the opportunity to go to the Olympics.
I think it would have been cooler if they'd have done like what they did with the Stig, if you remember.
Yeah, Top Gear.
Top Gear, where you didn't know who it was. Like because they have him in this like superhero mask. I think it would have been cool. We're just going to get this really fast guy and not let you know who he
is. The difference is that with the Stig in Top Gear, where mm-hmm. You know, he was a driver.
He was a professional race car driver who would
take all these and was beating all the fastest. I mean, was beating professional drivers.
Because he was a professional driver.
Well, he was, but no one. I mean, people knew who they were. But
eventually,
but those guys were professional drivers making money on this.
Sure.
He is making like $10 an hour as helping out, and then he got this job and he's gotten some fame with it, but he's really had to scale back some of his stuff because he wants to train for the Olympics.
Sure. Yeah, and if he can make the Olympics. I don't know.
Runs a 10, like a low 10.
I think it would have been cool if they'd have been able to find get a retired track star. Get a retired track star who's still really fast, who's maybe won a gold medal, and let him be the Freeze.
Well, we do know that there was that tired gay who got beat by Dix.
Again, for those of you who may have missed any part of our show, you may want to go to Audio Boom and download the worst sports headlines of all time, because that is a reference to that. Because coming out of nowhere,
Brockmire is officially disturbed.
with no context, I'm sure people are like, I'm sorry, what did he say?
I was just repeating a headline.
Defeated by Dix.
Yes. Well, in the 200.
Brockmire is officially disturbed.
In the 200, yes.
You know what'd be funny? Is if for somehow, some way they got like Usain Bolt, so all of a sudden.
See, that would be cool.
Is the Freeze taller?
Right. It's like he's lankier. Did he lose weight?
Oh, do you know who they should get?
Who?
But he'd be just a jerk. You know he'd be a jerk.
Who?
Carl Lewis.
Well, they'd have to pay Carl Lewis.
Oh, do you know who else isn't doing anything right now?
Who?
The guy with no legs.
I thought he was in jail.
Well, he's getting out soon.
He could use the work. See if he's rehabilitated.
He's not going to shoot anybody ever again, he promises.
I don't even know where to go with that.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.